uplifting song. Just outside of Johnson City, on a dark and twisting road, in a Kenworth 18-wheeler with a heavy shifting load, he was pushing through to Binghamton, though the hour was getting late. Pfizer's finest on a mission to the pharmacies upstate. He was on a holy mission. There were men who couldn't wait for his 20,000 pounds of Viagra. He clocked 700 miles since he climbed into the rig. Just another 25 or so would finish up that gig. But the trailer hit an oil slick, and down the hill did fly, oh my, till it landed at the bottom in the town's water supply. It was instant rigor mortis, what a hard way to die. Save your sons, shield your daughters, there's Viagra in the water. All over Johnson City, people rising with the dawn. They drank their morning coffee, took their showers, watered lawns. And who could have predicted all the changes up ahead? Men were getting up for work and heading back to bed. So many called in sick, you would have thought a virus spread. Down at the courthouse coffee shop, they stared in disbelief as a pack of thirsty lawyers started filling out their briefs. But at the local college, young men appeared much smarter. No chromosomal mystery, they simply studied harder. Now water on the rocks is the latest party starter. Save your sons, shield your daughters, there's Viagra in the water. Gets much worse. The Johnson City firemen cursed their wretched luck. They could not get their fire hoses wound back on the truck. Sprinkling holy water at a funeral, Father Ryan said, oh, you know what he said, I know I've saved your soul, but I've never raised the dead. Would a couple strong men help me now close the casket, please? Oh, his next verse is so hard to get through. Old man Weisberg took the shower of his life. Then he marched into the kitchen and he called out to his wife. She knew something was up as he stood naked at the table, holding two cups of coffee and a half a dozen bagels. It had been at least a decade since the last time he was able. Save your sons, shield your daughters, there's Viagra in the water. Can you handle more? Believers seeking miracles, the pilgrims came in whole. The waters of Viagra grew more popular than Lowe. The clergy quoted scripture, but they found it hard to sell. But those who chose to be anointed were pointed straight to hell. Despite the dire warnings, the crowds began to swell. Some hardened politicians came into town one day with their permits and their pipelines, pumped the waters all away.